I'm terrified.
we normally save the food challenges for a Friday.
Yes.
But there is a big event that's coming up tonight at the Raven. This is after the weekend's action, obviously, because there was a chili festival for Araluen. But Ravenswood Hotel are doing...
the Death by Popper Challenge tonight.
And the two blokes responsible have come in to talk about
Johnny Scoville and Chef Kenny from Chillin' Out WA. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Okay, where do you want to start?
Well, you guys have obviously Chillin' Out WA, so tell us a bit about your chili sauce making.
Well, yeah, you're the one behind this, Chef Kenny, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
We started in 2000, I was a chef for 30 years, and just got into chili, and my wife had a great chili sauce recipe, so put that together and I took it into work. I was working at the Windsor Hotel at the time as sous chef, and all the boys in the kitchen said, "Guy, you got to put that in a jar and sell it." So that's what all started.
Awesome. And how did Johnny get involved?
I've known Johnny for a couple of years on social media.
Now, Johnny, you've got a YouTube channel, and you are the man when it comes to the eating, not so much the preparing.
Guilty as charged.
Okay. Now, you talk about, was it in a habanero was the first one?
The red habanero used to be the hottest pepper.
Which is hot, without a doubt. Like for the average person, for most people, that is a hot chili. But these are next level. The ones that you brought in here, I mean, I've tried a ghost pepper, which is the milder of the two you brought in.
Certainly.
So we've got the Carolina Reaper Liquid Lava.
Which is the next level again.
It sounds hot. It's got a Grim Reaper picture on it, so I'm a little bit terrified of that one. And we've also got the Aussie Smoke and Hot Sauce with a chili on fire.
Now, what's happening tonight at the Ravenswood is you're putting these on a bit of cracker or something that people can
take
on Johnny?
A popper is an American version, a terminology for stuffed jalapeno.
Yes.
With our business, we make stuffed jalapenos commercially, handmade for varsity bars, different restaurants, different pubs and things like that.
Because popper does have a vaguely different meaning elsewhere, but we'll just move on from
chilies
that.
So I've made these extra special poppers for tonight's challenge, because I had a lot of comments saying jalapeno challenge. Your game, mate.
Yeah, and so okay.
So you've incorporated
incorporated the liquid lava. I've infused that into the cream cheese and the cheddar cheese that goes inside.
Okay.
And we double crumb that so it doesn't split in the deep fryer. And the crumbs are actually got the Reaper powder and the ghost powder.
Of course they do.
Of course. So it's going to cane your lips before it even goes down.
I'm glad you said lips.
And not just there. Look, because I'm going to say, I've grown up eating chili, right? My folks are from Asia.
Yeah.
So, you know, I thought when I've come across these things,
he's been a bit cocky, let's just
very
say
much.
That. He's prepared for the chili sauce.
Until I came across the ghost pepper, and I had encounters with those. And I've never felt food digest before. I spent like a half a day in some pretty serious pain. I could feel it go down. It was insane. Yeah. Is this something that you do every day or what?
You know, the higher your tolerance gets, the less some of those negative effects will hit you.
Okay.
So I have a fairly high tolerance. Yesterday, I ate so many peppers yesterday, it didn't really affect my stomach.
Right.
Because I'm used to it. Now, if I did it on an empty stomach, it would affect me tremendously. Yeah. But I just make sure I don't ever do it on an empty stomach. But there's no getting around it. These poppers that Chef Kenny made are going to be devastating tonight.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, well, I've had my breakfast this morning, so I feel a bit better after hearing that. But you don't eat brekkie, so you're going to have the Grim Reaper, the Carolina Reaper Liquid Lava is coming your way.
How do you suggest?
There you go, mate.
What do you want? Just neck this out of the bottle, or what do you suggest?
Just put one drop on the end of your finger and have a wee taste.
Goodness.
Okay, now we're going straight for the hot one here. Now, I mean, Johnny, I think it's only appropriate that if I do, you do as well.
I promise you, I will.
Okay,
I'm game.
All right. Here we go. I think that's my boss making sure we've got the appropriate HR card ready, saying you're not.
Have we got a medic?
I'm going to burn my finger. Come on, get some.
Okay. So how much are you putting on?
Well, enough so it's not dripping all over the floor.
How's the flavour on that?
That's lovely. It's fruity.
Fruity?
Sorry, is that where you... Okay. I'll go with
Oh, my goodness.
I'll go with a bigger portion.
He's doing the tequila.
He normally skulls the bottle, but he's not going to show off this morning.
Nick?
I've got the less hot Aussie Smoke and Hot Sauce.
That's
correct to say less hot than the...
Slightly less.
Slightly less.
Than
the ghost pepper is about a million units.
I'm so scared.
This is about two?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
which I'm starting to feel.
The trick is with The trick is with making a hot sauce is getting that flavour first and then getting the heat factor, because it's all about the flavour.
Oh, because you just... are you right, Nikki?
No! Oh, my goodness!
Because you know...
She's got the milk there.
Go the milk then. And I'd probably wipe the rest of that off your finger, because this is...
And you want to wash it. Well, be careful for
that.
Don't
rub
my eye. Anything else?
Holy moly.
You want to make sure you get the flavour in before the heat hits, because once it hits, that's all you notice.
Exactly.
That's all I've got.
Well, that's really important. There are a lot of sauces that are heat for the sake of heat, and the flavor's not there. But this is such a wonderful sauce, because while it does have great heat, the flavour is fantastic.
It's toasty.
Although
it's,
you're not probably getting it.
Oh, that's what I was saying
earlier.
Although
my tongue is just on fire.
With our production, we don't fry anything. We don't use oils in our sauces. We poach everything, and that's the point of difference.
What's the
website? Will give you the creeper effect. You'll get your flavour, then you'll get your heat.
Keeps coming. So where can what's the website?
Chillin.moby.
Chillin.moby.
And we're in quite a few IGAs. We're down in Malibu Fresh.
Beautiful.
Quite a few places down here. The butcher and his wife down in the Mandurah Forum. Just gourmet places.
Yeah.
And independent supermarkets.
Can I just say, I may start, my hands may be starting to shake a little bit. But that said, this is great. I can, if you're a chili fan, I can recommend that.
My tongue is on fire.
Hey, thank you so much for coming in and sharing. This is an enlightened
moment. If you want to join in on this pain, then head down to the Ravenswood tonight.
And the Ravenswood has put on some habanero beer.
And if that's not enough chili for you, have a chili beer as well.
I'm pretty sure they're going to do the mango margaritas with our chili salted rim.
Check the Facebook page for more for the Ravo tonight.
Fantastic.
Johnny Scoville, Chef Kenny, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
Absolutely.